Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Enterprise Dish, where a reoccurring theme we have around here is on the road, and I think my man Dux is about to set a brand new Enterprise Dish record, because Dux, you were in Seattle, you're in Amsterdam, what's going on?
All right, man, I started my week. First of all, hey, everyone, it's an epic week. I started my week in Seattle for the MVP Summit. For those not familiar with what that is, it's a global get-together of all Microsoft valuable professionals and regional directors in Seattle to meet, to learn more about the roadmap. So I was there Sunday, and then so that was Sunday. Tuesday, Wednesday, I was in Brussels. So I had the great opportunity working with a customer success team in Microsoft Belgium with a bunch of customers, helping them figure out how to best drive adoption for Microsoft Teams and Yammer. And it's really exciting because a lot of these are large government organizations. For example, the Belgian Federal Police, they're using Yammer full on. There's a case study on this. It's amazing what they're using it for to help protect their citizens. And then today, I am in Amsterdam for Microsoft Ignite the Tour Amsterdam. And I gotta tell you, it's epic. There's like 6,000 people here, a lot of energy, a lot of love for Microsoft Teams and Azure, and I just finished 3 sessions. So now I'm all yours, my friend.
That's a lot of air miles, my man. That is not only a physical challenge from just being in those locations, a sleep cycle nightmare, but there's been a lot of stuff announced around Microsoft Teams. Has Microsoft talked about anything at in Amsterdam yet, or you know what's going on?
So essentially, around Teams is the same messaging that Microsoft announced at the recent Enterprise Connect, which, by the way, congratulations, Microsoft, because Microsoft Teams won an award for the best product around sector. But yeah, I mean, some of the new features, right? Like live captioning, background pictures. We already saw the benefit of blurring the background, but now you can put pictures. You know, if you want to show you're in a beach or a better corporate setting, you could do that. Private channels. This is huge. Yes. A lot of people have been asking for private channels. So there are 8 new things, and I'm sure you're going to share the link on what they announced. But that's the same messaging that was pushed here in Amsterdam.
Yeah, the one other really cool thing coming to Teams, and this has a lot of benefits, is real-time live captioning. Obviously, there's the inclusiveness of it, right, for people who have hard of hearing. But there's also the major benefit of, if you're in a loud environment, being able to still participate in the meeting just by reading the text that's popping up on the screen. And this is all coming built into the solution.
Yeah, and look, this is not necessarily new, right? It's just really connecting the dots.
Yep.
This service is obviously provided by Stream, and the captioning capability is coming through Azure. But even today, if you record a meeting in Teams, you have the ability to auto-generate transcripts. Mm-hmm. And while some people don't think much about it, imagine you miss a 1-hour meeting and you don't want to watch the entire hour. You run a search, and because of that transcript, it allows you to jump into that part of that meeting in the search you look for. And then they extended that with live captioning. And then I would just say a natural progression of that, if they could do live captioning, why can't I pick a different language as I see the live captioning, right?
I was thinking that too. As soon as you started to say that, it's the next, which Microsoft already has the technology. They showed it off back when they used to invite the press to the partner conference in July. They actually showed it off there with Skype. And we know they had the technology. It's got to be just right around the corner coming to this platform.
And that's really, I think, the compelling benefit of Teams, right? While some people may argue, well, Slack can do this better or this other technology, you know, they may be right, but other technologies don't have the luxury of having other technologies across the broad cloud family of products that Microsoft has. They can bring in, like, live captioning from Azure. The blurring is AI-based, and I'm sure it's powered by Azure. So a lot of those things... And needless to say, you know, I don't even have to talk about single sign-on capability, security and compliance, all that.
Yeah, it's interesting. And these are just what I wrote up most of this stuff is each individual feature by itself, maybe not really changing the game. But it's the fact that they keep layering on all this functionality at a very, very quick pace. They also announced whiteboarding, right? Just make it...
Yes.
Feature describes itself, but now it's built in. You don't even have to think about it anymore. And And this was kind of surprising to me. They talked, now 500,000 companies are using Teams.
To me, I think it's exciting, right? I wasn't surprised it's 500,000. Where I was surprised was at the pace of how fast it got to 500,000, which is great. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's just going to be exponential.
Yep.
And the one thing with Microsoft Teams, I truly believe it will be as prevalent as Outlook in the next few years. And in fact, Gartner even wrote a report about this, predicting that one day, and not in the distant future, Teams is going to be like Outlook. Like, people will be so comfortable with it, familiar with it, and people will be working day-to-day using it as an essential tool.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things. It's what they just said. I mean, publicly, it's been available now for about 2 years. You're able to get your hands on it a little bit earlier, but the birthday was not too long ago. And the adoption is pretty big. They actually cited a number of companies with over 10,000 employees inside of the platform. And that's got to be a real interesting case study for them, because obviously it kind of manifests itself great for small collaboration. But when you have over 10,000 people using the platform, you're going to run into kind of craziness. But it's working clearly.
100%. And I think what's going for Microsoft too is they have an existing customer base they can tap on, right?
Yep.
I mean, you know the numbers, how many customers are in Office. So it's a natural progression to really go after those customers. And the good news is it comes with Office 365. It's not a hard sell. Oh, you got to pay more for Teams. It's there, right? So it makes sense just to take advantage of the platform. One thing I do want to say though, especially in larger organizations, certainly Teams is great. All the customers I've been meeting lately, certainly they're very excited, but the common question always comes up, right? How do we make it easy for people to do the right thing? How do we effectively govern the use of Microsoft Teams? Because as we all know, especially in the early stages, major sprawl can happen, right? As people are learning and figuring it out, you know, there may be an outburst of Teams being created. And once this is created, is policy being enforced? And what happens if people aren't using it? So these are the questions now organizations are tackling.
Mm-hmm. And then also Tony Redmond wrote up this morning that supervision policies inside of Office 365 now support Teams. So it gives you, again, a better control over the environment as it becomes, like you said, it is the digital collaboration hub. Most people now just have email and Teams for organizations that are using it correctly. That is the primary platforms for collab. And so Office 365 getting a little bit more granular level support. No big surprise there.
100%.
No big surprise. Big surprises on that end. It's I still can't get over how you're even awake, because that's multiple time zones. So I know you talked about where you're going and everything else, but when do you actually get to go back home?
So good news, I get to go back home tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
For a few days. Yeah, and then next week I'll be back here working with some customers in Brussels and Luxembourg. So,
Oh, wow.
But if I think about it, if I go to Seattle from Washington, D.C., it's about 6 hours or so. Coming here is about 7 hours. So,
I always kind of forget that you just jump over the top rather than going from, you know, LaGuardia or wherever across the full Atlantic to get over there. So that.
Yeah.
So what else is going on in your world, my man? Ducks, obviously, AvePoint is having a big presence there at in Amsterdam. What else is anything else going on at the show? Isn't Brad Anderson there?
I'm not sure. I
thought I saw that he was tweeting from there, but.
Yeah, I wasn't here yesterday, so gotcha. I got in last night. But boy, here we're working closely with tons of customers around the region, not just in the Netherlands, but in the Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Nordics. So Ignite the Tour has been great for us. So, you know, getting to interact with local customers is priceless. Mm-hmm. And then our next stop would be Ignite Stockholm. Certainly, there's going to be Ignite next week in Dubai. Unfortunately, we're not going to be there. But the next big one for us is Ignite Stockholm. So I'm going to be there and participate as well. But broadly, look, again, going back to Teams, our customers we work with and talk to are really excited about Teams. And we're helping them to ensure that we put operational governance in place from a perspective of, you know, how do we properly provision all these Office 365 technologies like Teams or Yammer or SharePoint? And once it's provisioned, how do we enforce policy? So, you know, now that Brad has a team, he has a SharePoint site, how do I make sure he doesn't mess with it and change permissions, right? And then lastly, how do we take care of information lifecycle? How do we take care of disposition and expiration? So these are what's top of mind with the customers we talk to, especially when we see them here at Ignite.
Yeah, it's interesting times. I know we talk a lot about Teams, but this has been one of the bigger shifts in Microsoft's communication and collaboration strategies in a very long time. I guess, and this may not be perfect, but this kind of reminds me of the birth of SharePoint, if you will, right? That was kind of a big step into, okay, let's not just have documents everywhere or whatever. Let's put them in a place. Let's make sure everyone can get them. And now this is a very tangible thing that you can touch inside of Office that is very easy to demonstrate, utilize, and collaborate with that we haven't seen in a while.
And I think why that is because, look, I love SharePoint. It's phenomenal. But Teams actually truly gives you that one-stop shop because collaboration is not just working on documents, right? We talk, we have calls, we chat. So they were able to bring all this together in a single unified experience versus having disjointed technology. Even if I have SharePoint for my documents, I still email you to talk to you. I still jump on a Skype call to do calls. All these experiences are still disjointed, whereas Teams brings it to a one-stop shop plus an awesome mobile experience. Certainly is taking it to the next level.
Yep. It's I was going to say it only gets better, but I've heard some things that are coming in the pipeline, which we'll talk about later in another episode, because you just came back from the MVP summit. So you might have maybe ideas. But what else is going on in your world, Dux, as we wrap it up? Because I know you've had a heck of a couple days here. But what's going on in Dux's world? Have you tasted any local cuisine? You've gotten out in the city at all?
Yeah. So for those that aren't following me on LinkedIn or Twitter, please, every week I have a Chew and Chat episode, essentially a short video of food. So when I was in Belgium, I filmed an episode with my good friend Tina Dubois from Microsoft on Belgian waffle. Did you know there are actually two kinds of Belgian waffle? There's the Liège waffle, which is richer and more caramel, and the other one is a Brussels waffle, and that's the one we have in the U.S. So I talked about that, and that was great. So tomorrow here in Amsterdam, I'm gonna have Schroek waffle for my breakfast. So it's all about waffles. Plus, the Office 365 waffle is pretty good too, right?
I was gonna say. So if nothing else today, I can at least tell my wife and daughter that I've learned something new: that there are two types of waffles, and that we have the Brussels waffle over here, and we don't actually have Belgian waffles.
Yeah. With that, my friend, how about you? How are you keeping up? I need to be accountable for
Yes,
you
do, and I appreciate it. This month has been somewhat easier. The goal of this month was I had to hit a number, I can't remember, it's like 10 or something like that, times where I had to double the calorie goal. So typically every day I need to hit 400 calories, but on a designated number of days I had to double it. So I had to get to 800 calories, which isn't hard, but you really got to get out there, because again, they do it right. Because days I go to the gym, I average somewhere between 650 and 700 calories burned for the day. Well, now I've got to do 800 on those days, so it pushes you just a little bit. So that is going well. I will definitely hit my goal. We wrapped up Whole 30. I ended up dropping about 12-ish pounds or so, and now we're kind of on the. It's just like anything else. You kind of got to be careful. Like if we stopped doing it, then the first thing I ate was like 7 cheeseburgers and 9 pizzas. You know, you would lose all the benefits. But it's going well. So all challenges met so far. I'm a little curious to see. The hardest month is going to be May. Not from a, like, whatever the goal is, but because I'm in Seattle for a week. I'm in Miami for a week. And so not anything close to what you do travel-wise, but trying to hit those exercise goals while on the road.
It's tough.
It is.
It's tough. Yeah.
So that is cool, man. Well, you definitely, Dux, have safe travels home and, again, back over. And everybody else, thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Dux, for taking time out of his little jaunt to Amsterdam. And we'll catch everybody else right back here next time on the Enterprise Dish. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.